Jesus said to his disciples, "Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But to the one who endures to the end will be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We hear in our gospel reading today Jesus telling the disciples about danger, the danger of following Jesus. And it's not danger that may happen, it's danger that will happen. There will be conflict, there will be division, men will take them to court, the disciples will be beaten, brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, children will rise up against their parents, have them put to death, and Jesus says, "You will be hated by all for my name's sake." And that's exactly what happened. That's how the disciples were treated. Out of the 12 disciples, 11 of them were martyred for following Christ. Only one died a natural death. There was danger and there was risk, and yet those men followed. They had courage and they were bold. But not always. When Jesus was on the cross, where were the disciples? They were scared. They were hiding. They ran away. They had no courage. They had no boldness. What happened? Where did their courage come from? After the day of Pentecost, when they received the Holy Spirit, when they pondered the words of the Lord, when they remembered the promise of the resurrection, the word of the Lord did what it said it would do. It gave them the courage and boldness that they needed. In our gospel reading today, Jesus tells the disciples, in the midst of all of this that is going to happen to them, he tells them not to be afraid. In fact, he says it three times. "Have no fear, do not fear, fear not." Let's take a look at these three reasons why Jesus tells his disciples not to be afraid. And perhaps we too can learn something about courage and boldness. First, Jesus says, "Have no fear, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known." With these words, Jesus reminds us that God knows what's going on. One of the reasons we become afraid is that it looks like evil gets by with it. Good people suffer, evil people triumph. People are deceitful and devious, innocent people get hurt, bad people get by with it. The law seems to apply to some but not others. And that makes us afraid. Sometimes we see those things happening in our culture and we wonder, how is this all going to end up? It's not going to end up good. And there's all kinds of conspiracy theories out there. Hear these words from Psalm 14, written centuries ago. "The fool says in his heart, 'There is no God.' They are corrupt, they do abominable deeds, there is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one." Words written centuries ago. We see the things happening around us and we wonder, why doesn't God do something? Where's his power? How can he let people get by with this? The day is coming when all the secrets that people have tried to hide, and that include yours and mine, all the things that we have attempted to cover up and thought we got by with, it will all be revealed. God does know what's going on. So don't be afraid when it seems like evil is getting by with it. God has the last word. Reason number two not to be afraid. Jesus says, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul." Jesus told his disciples he was sending them out like sheep among wolves. What do wolves want to do to sheep? They want to destroy them. They want to kill them. And Jesus says, I'm sending you like sheep out among wolves. But don't be afraid of that, because the worst thing they can do is kill your body. That's the worst. It can't get any worse than that. The day is coming when your body will be killed. It may be by another person, it may be by old age, it might maybe by a virus, a car accident, cancer, who knows? But the day will happen when your body will be done away with. But that's not the worst thing that can happen to you. Jesus says, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, he says, remember God, who has ultimate authority over both body and soul. Don't be afraid of the one who can kill the body but not the soul, but rather fear God, who has the power to destroy both body and soul. So reason number two not to be afraid: people can only kill the body, not the soul. Which leads us to reason number three not to be afraid. Should we then be afraid of God if he can kill our souls? Well, you need to hear what Jesus tells us about our God. Jesus says, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. After telling the disciples that God has the power to destroy both body and soul in hell, he tells them something about that God. And he uses the image of a bird. A sparrow in particular. Sparrows are very common birds. We get so used to seeing them, we don't even notice them. You see an eagle, you're like, hey, there's an eagle. See a cardinal, well, that might get your attention. But a sparrow, it's just a sparrow. You don't even notice them. And yet, Jesus says, not one of them, that ordinary common bird, not one of them falls to the ground without our Heavenly Father's knowledge. Our God is not a distant and far off God. He knows more about us than we realize. He knows us better than we know ourselves. You don't know how many hairs are on your head, but God knows. And if God keeps track of the sparrows, if he keeps track of the hairs on our head, how much more does he remind us that he loves us and what he has done for us in Christ? So God gives us that third reason not to be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. And we know that because Jesus goes to the cross for us. He dies for us. He rises for us to give us that promise that even when our bodies are destroyed, our souls are not, because we have the promise of forgiveness in Christ and the hope and the assurance of the resurrection. What did that do for the disciples? Ultimately, those encouragements not to be afraid gave them courage and boldness, willingness even to go to the point of dying for their Savior, because their Savior had died for them and their Savior had risen for them. Our Lord gives us his word that we would have courage and boldness. It doesn't rest in us. It rests in the promises of God's word that never fail. Your God has a love for you that cannot be stopped. Your God has a love for you that is not based on your performance. Your God has a love for you that is centered in the grace poured out for you in Jesus. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God, the free gift of God, is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's a word that will sustain you, no matter what may come. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.